as much as I usually could, so I wrote down a lot more notes, and I'm just going to give you what the Lord's gave me. And, and honestly, he... So he just really filled me up this week.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I don't remember what day it was. I texted Kevin and Matt and I just told them. I think I told them, I said, I don't know if your cup's got any room, but mine's just overflowing.
Hallelujah.
But I've had probably 5 or 6 different things that I went back and forth on, and it seemed like every day I'd have something studied out, and the next day, the Lord said, nope, I just want you to do something else. And even had something different this morning, and I got home, and in between church, the Lord said, no, I want you to do something else. And
Lord,
it seems like he just gave me so much this week, though, and I appreciate it, though. But, I mean, I really think when Kevin asked somebody to come up here, for me, I know it's more for me than it is for you guys. I think this has helped me more than this will probably help you, but I'm just going to give you what he's gave me, and I'm going to go from there. But there probably will be a lot of reading. I'll try to get through it pretty quick, though, and you just bear with me. So I'm going to start in Proverbs. You don't have to flip there if you don't want to. Like I said, I'm going to jump around quite a bit, but you can if you want. Proverbs 3 in verse number 1. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them up upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Yes.
Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So we should all could come to agreement, I'm sure, that we should all, I mean, we know we should all trust in the Lord. And he tells us right here, if we trust in the Lord and do his will, that we will see the blessings from it. But I'm going to show you a few places that people didn't trust in the Lord and kind of went against his will, and there was consequences to come with it. So I'm going to flip over to Judges.
Yes.
And everybody knows the story of Samson. I won't read the whole thing to you here, but, you know, Samson was a Nazarite unto God, which meant he had a few things that he was supposed to not do, really. And the one most people know was he wasn't supposed to cut his hair. And so he went all these years, he hadn't cut his hair, and he had all this strength and done these things and killed a lion with his bare hands. And but it comes down here in Judges 16 and verse 16, and it's talking about Delilah, a woman that he had fell in love with. And it says, it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb.
Yes.
If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. So right here we see that Delilah has persuaded him to tell his secret of what he is supposed to be doing for the Lord. So he let someone that he loved persuade him to do what they wanted instead of doing God's will.
Right.
And this later on leads into him actually having to give his life for the
yes.
Lord. And got his eyes plucked out. He was beaten. And I'll show you another one over here in Matthew. We'll start Matthew chapter 4. And there'll be several readings here, but I'll get through them pretty quickly. Matthew 4 and 23. It says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching their gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan.
Yep.
Then over in Matthew 8. Verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Yeah.
And in chapter 9, verse 6, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And over in chapter 14, in verse 19, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. Which everybody knows that story is where he fed the 5,000. And over in chapter 15, verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. And so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Right.
And I've got one more in 21, chapter 21.
Yes,
verse 8, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. This is when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way, and the multitudes that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna, the Son of David, blessed is he that commandeth in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And so as you see here, this multitude has just followed Jesus around this whole time, and he's healed. I mean, he's probably healed half of them, honestly.
Right.
I mean, it just says he just keeps on healing these people. When he heals them, they follow him. He heals them, they follow him. And he even says they marveled at him. They even said, this is Jesus. They knew exactly who he was.
Yes.
But then you get over here in Matthew 27.
Right. Go ahead.
I mean, we just hear these stories and think it's amazing. These people actually seen it.
Right.
As Brother Delmer even touched on it this morning, the man that had been laying in his bed for 38 years, and they seen him get up and take up his bed and walk.
Yep.
And over here in Matthew 27 and verse 20, it says, But the chief priests and the elders persuaded who? The multitude.
That's right.
That they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. So here you've got this whole multitude. And I'm sure it wasn't just the same exact multitude that followed Jesus around, but it had to be some of the same people. Because they followed him into Jerusalem. And they've seen him do all these things. They know it's Jesus. And still yet, they let some people of power, some people with a little popularity, and let him persuade them to go their way instead of doing God's will. And then the last one will be over here in Genesis, and everybody knows this one. In Genesis 2 and 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest, thereof thou shalt surely die. And so here the Lord has gave Adam and Eve this huge garden and gave them one thing, don't eat of the tree of knowledge, that's it. Do whatever else you want there, don't eat of that tree.
Go ahead.
You go over the very next chapter and it says, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree of which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. And for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Yes.
And so there you have Adam and Eve, who's the only ones walking with God at this time. They've got his full attention. And they still was persuaded by the devil here to do exactly what he told them not to do.
Right. Be careful. Yep.
And so, if they can be persuaded, if this multitude can be persuaded,
right.
Samson can be persuaded,
go ahead. Yep.
Then what's stopping us from being persuaded?
Sure.
I mean, these people was seeing Jesus and God and the way he moved firsthand, talking to
yes.
him daily, yeah. and still they let the world and the devil persuade them.
Right.
So I'm going to read over here in John, 1 John 2:15. Says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So if I had one thing to say from all this, it would just be try to trust in the Lord. We don't know always what he's doing. But just trust in the Lord. Don't let the world persuade you, especially you young kids. There was a time in my life I let the world persuade me.
Yes, me too.
I have too.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
For about 7 years, I let the world persuade me. And I knew that was wrong.
Right.
I'd walked with God. I'd been saved.
Yeah.
But I failed. And I let the world, let the devil come in. Let him persuade me. And there's consequences to it.
Right.
There's consequences to that, for sure.
Yes.
But it don't matter if you've been in this thing for 50 years or 1 year. The devil's still stronger than we are. He can still take over. He can still persuade you. So be careful. Would anybody else have a song or a testimony tonight?
To be here, O Lord, my earnest plea, more like you and less like me. When I stumble, if I fall, let your faithful judgment stall, and help me not in sin consume, but let thy word in me resume. More like you and less like me, that is how I long to be. Hear, O Lord, my earnest plea, more like you and less like me. When I bow my knees to pray, give me, Lord, the words to say. And when my soul's in deep distress, to thy throne help me press. Bring your blessings to my mind and how to me you've been so kind. And when your spirit takes control, oh, let the hallelujahs roll. More like you and less like me, that is how I long to be. Hear, O Lord, my earnest plea, more like you and less like me. And someday, Lord, I know I'll be more like you and less like me.
Bible, let's open up to Hebrews chapter 11. That's about all I can stand of that. That was real good. Amen. And I appreciate what Gavin had to say. Man, that stirred me up. Thank God. I appreciate the Holy Ghost. He got to texting that the other day. And man, the Lord got to helping me with that. I thank God for it tonight. And you pray the Lord help us tonight. I'd really like to say everything the Lord would have me to say, and I want to try to honor the Lord. Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, where we'll start. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Set for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He said, through faith. Also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful, thank God, who had promised. Said, therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead. So many as this, praise the Lord. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Said, these all died in faith. Said, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them and embraced them. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, and said that for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, thank God, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But the Bible said, but now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. Last verse, verse 17. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Heavenly Father, we bow our head. And to God, I sure thank you for tonight. I bless your high and holy name. I'm sure glad that I'm saved tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd fill us up one more time. Help us, oh God, and not to preach in the energy of our flesh, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd help our little flock. I pray, God, in heaven, that you'd come down and visit with us for a little while. And God, we've got folks tonight, and the Lord, no doubt they're fighting hell, and folks in a crossroad. But God, we don't need another self-help book. And what we need is a visitation from on high. I pray, help us now, Lord. And we love you. We thank you. Ask you all these favors in the lovely name of Christ. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'd say this to you tonight, a very famous passage of scripture, and no doubt if we were to stop and say it like this, if I could mention one man and the Bible may be known for praying, and no doubt these many of us would go to Daniel and we'd think about that open window and how even after he knew the decree was written, and that did not stop him, he just went over and knowing the decree was signed and the window was open, and he prayed to God anyhow. If I was to say today, that man who in the Bible you think about, and when you think about suffering, and no doubt taste many of us, and our mind would go to Job, and we'd think about how he lost everything that he had. But boy, I like that part. But don't never stop there. Taste all of us, and we praying about a lot of things, but listen, the truth of the matter is, we always don't have faith like we know we ought to have. I mean, let these things tie, and I've been praying about, I think, man, God, I've been praying about that for the last 20 years, and it ain't changed not one bit today than it was 20 years ago. I've been crying out for the same name, but thank God, listen, I've got Abraham, and I got a promise that was 25 years old. But thank God, I may not never get there, but I'm going to have a time tonight. Amen. I'm saying this. Oh, Abraham had a hard time doubting. Here's how do we get there? How do you and I tonight go from having a hard time believing to having a hard time doubting? Hey, it's three things in this passage that I'll give you real quick, and I'll be done. And to be done out of the way, notice verse 1, or in verse number 1, and verse number 8, this is what he said. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out. And it said he not knowing wherever he went. Number 1 is, if you're going to have our faith, and if you're going to have a hard time down, and you're going to have to go without knowing. Amen. Amen. I don't listen. Thank God. Abraham just went. I didn't know where he's going. Yeah. He was just following the voice. Amen. 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 Listen, I want you to hear me. I'm going to listen real good. And this will be something. This will help you get down the road someday. Hey, you got 5 senses. At best I understand, unless they've changed that in the modern education. And we've still got the same 5 senses. You really got 2 senses by which affects your eternal soul. And that's the eye gate and the ear gate. And that's the 2 things you got. And you ain't never smelled about heaven. How you ain't never smelled about hell. How you ain't never touched it. You ain't never tasted it. But thank God by the eye of faith, you've heard about it and you've seen it. Amen. Amen. And now listen to me.
me free.
Yeah. How about our gates, how the devil works? How that's what he done whenever Gavin was talking. He pointed over and he said, look at this tree. He said, ain't that good and pleasant? How about the Lord had already spoke through the ear gate? He said, don't you touch that thing, thank God. How about they let their eye gate overrule their ear gate? And our problem to our churches today, how we don't much for listening, amen. How thank God we're in the house of God. How we always got our eyes on our phones. How got our eyes looking down. How the devil occupies our eyes so that God can't get a hold of our ears, amen. How about I'll tell you this, thank God. It'll help us today how to put down some things with our eyes and to open back up our ears. If you're going to walk by faith, how faith comes by. That's right, amen. I can run on that one, thank God. How faith comes by hearing and hearing and by the word of God. How faith don't come by seeing. How thank God seeing ain't never helped your faith. How faith comes by hearing, amen. And the more you hear, how the bigger your faith will be. I say, preacher, I ain't got much faith. Have you been reading the Bible much lately, amen? How thank God. How thank God. Oh, yes, amen. I say, no faith. How probably no Bible, amen. I say, preacher, how little faith, probably little Bible, amen. And the more we get this in us, how the better off we are. And now listen to me, friend. How you just imagine yourself, oh, Abraham standing there one day, and thank God in the house of idolaters all around him. And the voice of God said, get thee up and out of thy kindred house. And Abraham just got up. I didn't know where he was going. He just went, thank God. Let me say this to you. Here's what I find in church today. And number one, he didn't have no experience. He had never walked with God before. At 75 years old, he had never walked with God before. Had no better day to start, thank God. How you say, preacher, I've been in the house of God for 50 years. I've never walked by God. I've never walked by faith. Never a better time to start and to start walking by faith today. Amen. Amen. Thank God. There's a lot of folks waiting on something. I'm not sure what it is. But my feelings don't always follow my faith. Amen. Thank God. Sometimes I feel like it, sometimes I don't. But feel like it or not, got nothing to do with my faith. Amen. And so we go on and serve God. He served God without any experience. Hey, listen, look here, friend. He served God without any examples. Amen. Having you want the kind of faith. And now look, I thank God. We've got to have 900 examples. Everybody be sure us how to do it. Amen. How Abraham didn't have nobody to look to. He ain't never seen his daddy pray. I'm already a false gods. He ain't never seen his uncles pray. I ain't never seen nobody serve God. I ain't never seen nobody follow God. He didn't have the stories of George Mueller. He didn't know about George Whitfield. He didn't have nothing about no Billy Sunday. He'd say, how'd he go? He just followed God. Amen. How best I can tell, if he had any stories at all, he had three stories. That's probably all he had. Trying to help his faith, brother preacher. And say, what was he? By faith Abel. By faith Enoch. By faith Noah. Amen. He had three good stories. And they've been telling for a long time. He said the last good story we heard about faith. By faith Noah being warned of God. And he said, and he moved. He said, well, if it moved Noah, maybe it ought to move me. Amen. And thank God. Don't you reckon faith ought to move us to do something?
Yes.
Amen. I know, smile at me right there. Thank God. I was feeling missed till I started preaching. Don't feel missed much now. Amen. I'm saying this to you, friend. He didn't have any experience. He didn't have any examples. He didn't even have any expectation. God didn't even promise him what it looked like when he got there. He just said, just go. Amen. I mean, what about that? You say, preacher, how'd he go? He had a hard time doubting. Amen. He said, somebody as big as God say something, it's bound to be true. Amen. Amen. Thank God. How you praise God? I mean, somebody as big as God tell you something, it's bound to be true, don't you? And here we are running around, acting like there's not a heaven to gain, acting like there's not a hell to shun, acting like the Lord's not getting ready to come back. And if somebody as big as God said it, that's bound to be true, amen. And the fields are white under harvest. After that, there's a few God said that, amen. And you say, preacher, what's going to happen tomorrow? Don't know, I have no idea. I'm just going without knowing, amen. I God, listen, I'll tell you what, help me the happiest day of your life. And you just wake up one day, and say, we're going to just go with God, amen. And that's what I'll tell you this. The best I can tell, I think God told Abraham four things. He said, I'll show thee the lamb. He said, I'll
making you a great nation. He said, I'll bless you and I'll bless them. Amen. That's four I will statements that he makes. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 down to the verse number 3. That's four I will statements. He said, if you'll just go with me, and I'll tell you nothing else, and I'll tell you four things for sure. I'll make a great nation out of you. He said, I'll bless you and I'll bless them. Amen. And I'll show you where to go. I'll tell you this, I can sit right where I'm at and say, are you kidding me? How many, somebody as big as God comes down and you say, Brother Kevin, what's the blessing? You don't need to ask the blessing. How many just know who he is? And what he said, he'll be well worth going. Praise God. If I invite you to come over to the house and I'll say, I got a surprise for you. It may be good or it may not. Amen. Hey, you just came down to tell about me. How about I can sure tell about him? And if God says, if you go, I'll bless you.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be worth it. Amen. Hey, I heard one fella say it like this. He said, this is how serving God works. He said, God shovels it out to you and you shovel it back to him. And you say, how do you ever come out ahead? And God shovels bigger than yours. Amen.
Yeah.
So thank God you just go. I just go without knowing. How you say, preacher, that seems irresponsible. That sounds like faith to me. That sounds like just stepping out on that faith and just knowing there's a God in heaven who's going to get a hold of you when you get out there. I'm saying this, the reason that Abraham had a hard time doubting was he just went without knowing. Amen. I talked about this today. Thank God. Listen, and I'm not throwing a look here. Hey, we went to Zambia. I didn't know how many shots we had to have. I didn't know exactly how far the trip was. I was trying to think of that term that Kelsey kept saying. I kept saying, unjust. Was that it? Wasn't that what I'd say? I shouldn't say, what's going to happen? I said, man, it's just like this. She said, it's that just stuff that I don't know about. I don't worry about this just stuff. It's just as a part of the journey. I'm going to tell you this, friend. You sit around trying to figure out the details of what's going to fit right in your life when it comes to serving God. You ain't never going to do nothing for God. Amen. Hey, you ain't never going to figure him out. You ain't never going to get the details. You're just going to have to take your hands off the steering wheel and say, God, I've heard the voice. I'm going to do what you said. And no matter who else goes where else, I'm going to follow you. Amen. Amen. You ain't going to have a crowd. He didn't have no exhorters. He didn't have no Nathaniel in there saying, hey, it's Monday. I missed you yesterday. Amen. Let's go serve God. He didn't have no Bill Crabtree sending him a Henderson ladies. I'm saying one day I will. He didn't have nobody calling him. I said, let's just keep going. My brother Gavin didn't have an amazing grace saying, hey, man, that's good right there. No, he just went. Amen. Around him encouraging. We don't have an entourage to serve God these days.
Amen.
Me and my posse everywhere.
You're right.
Let them amen me. I need the right singers. Gotta have the right preachers. Gotta have the right service. Gotta have the right congregation members. We don't need none of that. What we need is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm feeling real. Real fiery on this. I'm saying this. You say, preacher, you ever got to a place where you just, I mean, you got to praying about something. You say, man, I'm having a hard time doubting this thing. That's not where most of us live.
Right.
We had a hard time believing.
Right.
Yeah. And whenever things start looking good, our beliefs go up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when they start looking bad,
yeah.
Oh, Abraham, he is serving God. Listen, that first year I can hear him come up to him and say, hey, you found that city yet? Nope, still looking. Year two, found that city yet?
Nope,
still looking. Said, how do you know it's there? God said it was. Said, ain't you been all over this country? I ain't been everywhere. Woo!
Yes, sir.
I'm about to preach myself real happy. Praise God. Brother Wayne, hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about, thank God, Abraham in that place 20 years later, find a job. me say this. You're gonna have to go without knowing. Number two, watch your Bible. I'll preach all night if I don't watch it. Watch your Bible tonight. Here, watch the scripture say. No, you're gonna have to go without knowing. You're gonna have to do some believing without receiving. Watch what your Bible says in this. Here's one of the blessed things in this Bible. Watch what happens in verse 8. He said, by faith Abraham went out. I'm gonna skip down verse 9. Then he says this, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Now look up here at me. Hey, a lot of life happened between verse 8 and verse 9. Hey, a lot of mistakes happened between verse 8 and verse 9, Chris. Hey, there's a Hagar between verse 8 and verse 9. There's an Ishmael between verse 8 and verse 9. There's two trips down to Egypt between verse 8 and verse number 9. A lot of mistakes made between verse 8 and verse 9. And God don't record one of them. Amen. How do you take that? Put that right in the devil's pocket. Tell him to smoke it. Amen. How come you thank God? How about between verse 8 and verse 9, where all the mistakes was made? How God just puts that behind and he goes from one place of faith up to the next place of faith? I'll tell you what I believe. Yeah. I believe, Brother Gavin, you'll get to heaven one day, and somewhere between those 7 years, there was a Gavin right here that had by faith. Yeah. I bet 7 years walk on the ground, but the next thing recording God's word, that's thank God by faith. Whenever Gavin got back right, you said, what happened between those 7 years? When you confessed it, God put it under the blood, he erased it, and it's gone. Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen. Amen. I don't know what my book looks like, but Brother Dustin, here's what I think happened. I think God measures all of our lives in by faith moments. By faith here, the next thing he's got recorded on you. By faith here.
Oh, that's good for you.
Next thing he's got recorded on you.
Yeah.
By faith here.
Yes.
Next thing he's got recorded. By faith here. You say, what about all them mess ups? That's why we repent.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Trip, and you stand before God one day. All of Abraham's mistakes, they're not here. You say, where are they? They're gone, put behind him. He just went on with God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that all right back there? Praise God.
Amen.
I'm saying this. You're going to have to do some believing without receiving.
Yeah.
That's right. You walk and you say, where's the... You reckon the devil didn't show up and ask Abraham?
Absolutely.
You ain't got a land. Everything God told you, you ain't done nothing.
Right.
You got no land. You got no son. There's no blessing. Right. There's no nation.
Go ahead. Right.
Abraham said, right foot, left foot. I don't know what to tell you.
Go ahead.
God told me to go. I'm going to lie.
I'm
going to leave.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave. Now look here, I ain't no Joe Oyster or whatever, thank God. I'm talking about real Bible stuff.
Right.
Not Creflo Dollar nonsense. I'm talking about real Bible stuff. He just went.
Yep.
Amen.
Said, where's the boy? Said, got no proof of him.
Right.
Got no boy. Look here, listen. He was looking for a construction site who had a foreman named God. He hadn't found it yet. But I'll tell you what, you can't miss a build that's 1,200 by 1,200 by 1,200. You say, what is that? Thank God, that's that New Jerusalem, baby.
Yeah!
You say, we ain't seen it yet. It ain't came down yet, but it's coming. Amen. He hadn't received the conceived seed. Hadn't received it. But he had been believing for 25 years it was coming.
Yes, sir.
Right. 25
good, preacher.
Years.
Yeah.
I said, what about Ishmael? First it was, what about old Eleazar, that and the steward of my home?
Yep.
What about him?
Right.
He said, no. God's like, did I say that I was going to make a great nation of your steward?
Right.
Did he say I was going to make a great nation out of Hagar's son? No, that wasn't ever the promise.
All right.
Preacher, sometimes the only way we can serve God and be happy is when we're holding on to the promises.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if you're holding on to God, you've got all the promises. All the promises of God in Him are yea and amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that right?
Yes.
I don't know if this is helping y'all, but it's
exactly what
he's
doing.
He's looking for construction. He's looking for conceived. He was looking for the son. He was looking for the completed son. I'm telling you, thank God. He said, hey, Abraham, what's that big nation look like you got? At 100 years old, he's holding a baby.
Amen.
So I thought God said, he's going to make you a great nation. He said, oh, yes. He said, well, that's just one. He said, no, your vision's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. See, God had tuned up Abraham's vision. Sometimes we're going to serve God. You ain't going to see it today or tomorrow. You're going to have to look out a little further.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. Abraham got tuned up so good, Brother Holloway. He can see 2,000 years in the future.
Yeah.
I got proof of the Bible. God said so. John 8:56 said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Yes.
And he saw it and was glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, now wait just a second. What? Oh, Abraham sitting way back there, holding on to Isaac. God said, boy, he said, out of Isaac, I'm going to bring another one. His name's going to be Jacob.
Yeah.
He said, now to Jacob, he said, he's going to have a boy named Judah. I said, wait, see what I do with you. He's a lion coming out of him. Praise God. You're going to have to believe without receiving.
Yeah.
It's not always about what you can hold on to. You're going to have to go without knowing. You're going to have to do some believing without receiving. If you're going to have a faith, that you're going to have a hard time doubting. And lastly, let me say this. You're going to have to go ahead and agree with the possibilities of the impossible. It's making me happy. I don't know if they're happy or not. I don't even care. Watch what your Bible says here. I'm about to wrap this thing up. Here's what he said. By faith, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Verse 19, accounting that God was able to raise him up. There's going to have to be the possibility of the impossible. Let me ask you this. This got all be Brother Bill. Golly, Lord help me. That might be Hebrew right there. Let me say this to you, friend. Here's what I'm trying to get across. Abraham's standing in this place where he's at. You get all the way down there to this boy. He's died. Let me ask you, how many people have been raised from the dead before this time? Somebody help me right here. Talk to me. How many people? Zero. I thought that. But then I found there's one verse. Y'all say anything with me right now. I got to think, how in the world was Abraham able to believe something that hadn't ever happened? I mean, it ain't like you and I today. We've heard about this for a pretty good while.
Yeah.
Abraham had not.
What about that?
Abraham had.
Amen.
Now listen, don't go back through your mind. This is preaching time. It ain't Bible study time. Alright? You don't try to figure it out, just let me preach. I'll tell you the answer.
Yeah.
Amen. You know who the only person to be raised from the dead before Isaac was? It was Isaac. Isaac got raised from the dead twice. Let me tell you how I can prove it. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 4, it said that Abraham considered not the deadness of his own body. Neither the deadness,
yes,
of Sarah's womb.
Right.
Abraham was dead, and Sarah was dead, and God raised up a living seed out of two dead bodies.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Can that happen or not happen?
How about that?
He done it once with Isaac. That's why Abraham ain't got no problem believing, preacher. God already done it, amen. He said, I was done dead once, and he raised him up. Let him die again. God, just raise him again, amen. Make no difference to God whether he resurrects. takes him once, twice, or 10 times. Yeah. Amen. If God's able, he's able. Amen. Yeah. One of the craziest passages in your Bible is over there in John chapter 12, whenever Lazarus just raised from the dead, and all the Pharisees are mad because he got up from the dead, and they all said, let's kill him. You reckon that bothered Lazarus? Like, y'all going to kill me?
Yeah.
I just got resurrected.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of God.
Yeah.
I want you to watch this. Now stay tuned with me. Stay tuned. I'm trying to be done preaching. But you're going to have to be okay. You say, brother, I'm trying to figure out how God's going to do it. Listen, you're going to have to be okay with the possibilities of the impossible. What God will do in your life is literally impossible for you to try to put it together in your own body.
That's right, brother.
And I got to try and figure out how Abraham. We know that he done it. Now listen, I want to tell you this. I'm trying to be done. But I want you to understand, Abraham was subject like passion just like we are.
All right.
And when he went up on one side of Mount Moriah, I'm sure his heart was heavy. I'm sure his mind was heavy. I'm sure the devil was on top of him. But Brother Nathaniel, listen. While his feelings was on one side of the mountain, faith is faster than your feelings.
Amen.
And while his feelings was on the mountainside going up, his faith was on the mountainside coming back.
Yes,
I can,
sir.
I can prove it. I'm not just trying to postulate random things. I can prove it.
You're right.
He said, how do you know? Because whenever he went up, he said, I am the man.
Right.
We'll go to the worship.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And he said, and we will.
That's right.
Yeah. We will. Come again to you. Amen.
Yeah.
See, in his flesh, he was dealing with problems going up this side. But his faith already saw him coming back down the other side with the same promise that he went up. Now, he didn't know what was going to happen on top of the mountain. But what he did know was this. Whatever went up, faith was going to come back down in a better way than it went up. Amen. And sometimes, thank God, and sometimes we just got to give our feelings time to catch up with our faith. On this side of the mountain, it was sorrow.
Yes,
but his faith said, this ain't a sorrowful time. It's about to be one of the most joyous times of your life. Amen.
Yeah.
On this side of the mountain, his feelings said, this is a place of great loss. But his faith said, oh no, just wait till you see what you gain on the other side. On this side of the mountain, it's a place of sorrow. But on that side of the mountain, it's a place of great joy. You say, how do you get there? Just let your feelings catch up to your faith, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, just believe God. Amen.
Amen.
Just believe him.
Amen.
Listen, I don't have to figure out what God's going to do on the top.
No, sir.
When I'm down here on this side. You say, preacher, I can't see that far ahead. Well, just look further ahead.
Amen.
I'm not listening. Look at it.
I love it.
I know that we all have difficulties seeing 2 weeks ahead
right.
or 2 years ahead.
Right.
But Ms. Wilder Jones, I've never read in my Bible and I can see 2,000 years ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know what this side of the mountain looks like, but I know what that side looks like.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on my body to catch up to where my faith already is. My faith's already there, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm already in that place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But at some point in time, now look here. Here's the crazy thing. Abraham's like, I don't know how we're coming back down. I don't know if he's going to die and God's going to raise him up. But listen, hey, I'm done. Pray for him, will you? God, I want you to get this. What Abraham thought was going to happen was God was going to resurrect his boy.
Right.
But guess what God actually done was better. Somebody, y'all missed the point. You missed the place right there to shout a little while. he never killed his boy. Never did.
Right.
He never did become ashes. He was supposed to be a burnt offering. He never did. He never watched his boy burn up.
Right. Right.
What he thought was going to happen is, I'm going to kill my son.
Yeah.
God's going to raise him up.
Yeah.
What God actually knows, he said, no, that's the way you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
He said, but I'm going to introduce a doctrine right here that you ain't never heard about before.
Yeah.
And it's the doctrine of substitution.
Amen.
He said, you ain't going to have to kill your boy. You ain't going to have to sacrifice your boy. He said, on the same mountainside that your faith's at, he said, there's a ram over there.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'm going to take that ram. I'm going to put that ram where your boy's at. He said, that ram's going to die in this stead. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with me? I'm going to tell you this. If you'll just let God, just let him. Just let God be God. I'll promise you this. Whatever he does will be better than any way you could figure it out for him to do. Just take it. Just back up. If you're here and you're lost, I'll tell you this. One of the greatest doctrines in the whole Bible. Thank God I didn't have to die. Amen. I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet. I want to get to a place where I have a hard time doubting. I don't know where you're at today in this service. You say, preacher, I'm having a hard time believing. That's not what the service is about. Don't try to figure the thing out. This is about having a hard time doubting. There's going to have to be some going without knowing, going to have to be some believing without receiving, and there's going to have to be the possibility of the impossible. I'll promise you this, ain't none of it too hard for God. Ain't none of it. Go ahead and play, honey. Whatever she's going to play, I don't know your need tonight. The Holy Ghost has spoken to your heart. You respond to God, not to man. But I'll promise you, everybody in this room needs the kind of faith. Needs the kind of faith that has a hard time doubting. Has a hard time doubting. Go ahead, honey. You play.